This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning, it is 7:01. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Monday, March 10th. We'll be taking a look at the final results from the Wichita Public School bond vote. That is coming up shortly. And, of course, our live KSN Storm Track 3 forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams is coming up as well. Currently in Wichita, we do have a clear sky as we await the sunrise. It is 36 degrees here on this Monday morning. Yesterday morning, we lost an hour of the weekend in exchange for an hour of sunlight. Yesterday was spring forward, daylight saving time. Kansas legislators are continuing their fight, some of them are, to end daylight saving. Kansas State Senator Republican Kenny Titus from Manhattan introduced the most recent bill back in January. Then under that proposal, the next daylight saving would be the last. Kansans would fall back an hour in November and then stay on that timeline forever, meaning that winter nights would stay dark and the summer sun would probably set about an hour earlier than we're used to. Senator Titus said, quote, "I hope we will continue to work at the state level and with our federal partners to end the clock switching," unquote. Kansas would join two other states, Hawaii and parts of Arizona, in not observing daylight saving if the bill becomes law in Kansas. The clock is running out for the United States, Canada, and Mexico to come up with a deal to stop President Trump's planned tariffs.
U.S. and Mexican trade officials are expected to meet this week to discuss American tariffs on aluminum and steel imports. Many of Mexico's exports to the U.S. are temporarily protected by a new four-week pause. However, President Trump says Mexican steel and aluminum will fall under a 25% tariff starting March 12th. Mexico's economy minister says meetings will be used to clarify what is being proposed and the direction negotiations are in.
And that's Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer with that report. Well, it's now official. Wichita Public Schools' $450 million bond issue did not pass in the recent special election. District officials planning to go back to the drawing board to make a better connection with area voters to get a future bond issue passed. Ben Davis spearheaded the Vote No campaign. He says the district did not give enough clarity on how the bond would affect property taxes.
This wasn't just on taxes, but it was on transparency and accountability. A lot of unanswered questions, a lot of plans that just didn't make sense in the short or in the long term.
Final vote count, more than 14,000 people voting no beat the yes votes by about 317 votes. Turnout about 13 or 14%, so 86% of the public did not vote in this bond election. Alleged genocide in Syria. Hundreds of people have been massacred.
The violence has targeted the Alawite religious minority. That's a sect of Shia Muslims from which Syria's former dictator Bashar al-Assad's family originated. The UK-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights claims at least 800 Alawites, including children, have been slaughtered in recent days. The escalation in violence began after a series of attacks carried out by Assad government loyalists. Syria's interim president has promised to hold accountable anyone who harmed civilians. The United Nations is calling for swift action to protect Syrians. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A man has been charged with stalking a 14-year-old Wichita girl. 38-year-old Jason Haggard was arrested following an incident that took place earlier this month in a neighborhood, or last month rather, in a neighborhood near Harry and Meridian. The passenger in a vehicle made inappropriate comments and was attempting to coerce a girl into getting into the car. Haggard is being held for the stalking charge as well as multiple unrelated counts. Facing projections of spiking energy demand, U.S. states are pressing for ways to build new power plants faster as policymakers get increasingly worried about protecting their residents and economies from rising electric bills, power outages, and other consequences of falling behind big tech in a race for electricity. Over in Missouri, utilities and labor unions are backing legislation to repeal a nearly half-century-old law preventing utilities from charging customers to build a power plant until it's operational. Last year, similar legislation passed almost unanimously here in Kansas, along with companion legislation extending tax breaks to new power plants. Within months of that, Evergy announced it would build two 705-megawatt natural gas plants, saying the legislation will help Kansans compete with other states for investment and ultimately save customers money. John Kaufman is the utility consumer counsel for the Consumers Council of Missouri. He said utilities are playing the two states, Missouri and Kansas, against each other, planning to build the power plants anyway. But he said they're just looking for opportunities to squeeze more money out of the process. More automakers pivot to American-made cars amid President Donald Trump's tariff fight. And some guys in the National Football League are making a lot of money. We will have more details on that coming up. And your live KSN Storm Track 3 forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams coming up. Stephen Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Seven 10 with Stephen Ted here on KNSS. More automakers pivot to American-made cars amid a tariff fight.
After reports that Honda will produce the next Civic in Indiana and not Mexico, Stellantis announcing that it's also going to build more cars here, that it supports President Trump's determination to enable the American automotive sector to thrive. Ford and General Motors have also been busy shifting production and parts to the U.S. to help mitigate higher costs. The big three asked and received a one-month exemption for a 25% tariff of imports from Mexico and Canada. Meantime, the United Auto Workers Union, which did not endorse President Trump, is now praising his tariff strategy and defending the president from criticism that his tariffs will upend the economy. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
7-Eleven with Stephen Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Traffic, the volumes getting heavier out there as far as traffic volumes are concerned. Watch out. Northbound I-135 right around 29th Street North. We have a stalled out vehicle there. And, of course, the road construction in that area. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now it's time to check in live and get the KSN Storm Track 3 forecast. Here he is, meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Hello, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Ted. How you doing?
Just fine. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad. You know, hopefully a lot of people aren't in too bad of shape this morning after losing that hour of sleep over the weekend. But, you know, Ted, you, Jad, and I, you know, we're, I feel like our jobs are kind of foolproof against, you know, any kind of effects with these time changes. Do you agree?
Completely. We're on such bizarre schedules from the rest of the world that I don't think it impacts us all that much.
Yeah. I was about to say, when your alarm goes off at 1 a.m. 5 days a week, I don't think an hour is going to make too much of a difference for us. But again, thinking about the masses, and at least we do have a nice day ahead as we kickstart this new week. There's going to be plenty of sunshine, plenty of warmth. But with that being said, with those warm conditions, it's also going to be dry and breezy, too. So that means that threat of grass fires going to go back up. So as we enjoy this nice day ahead, despite a lot of people going back to work, kids going back to school, we just need to make sure that we're being mindful that we're not doing anything that could potentially spark a fire. So everybody just remember that as we go through the day. Now, back to the good part of that forecast. Again, plenty of sunshine, high of 76 degrees with that southwest breeze at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Skies are going to stay clear tonight, not as breezy during the night too, with a low of 43, staying well above freezing, so not going to be too chilly by early tomorrow morning. It is going to be a little bit cooler when it comes to our afternoon, though, Now, we'll still be able to get up to 70 degrees, so it's just not going to be as warm as today as a cold front moves in. It's also going to come through dry, maybe just giving us a little bit more cloud cover by tomorrow. 71 degrees Wednesday, and then ticking back up close to 80 by Thursday. High of 78 degrees with plenty of sunshine. Wrapping up the work and school week with our next storm system. This is going to bring about some gusty winds. We may be looking at some high wind alerts by the end of the week, too, come Friday. And it's also going to cool us off a bit again. Still pleasant, though, 72 degrees. And then we'll have a 20% chance of showers and storms. So far, we're not expecting anything severe, but we will continue to monitor that potential. Cooler by Saturday once that system moves out. High of 58 degrees, but then bouncing right back up to 64 by Sunday. Now, right now, we're at 34 degrees. Light winds out of the southeast at 5 miles an hour with fair skies.
Boy, that's still 20 degrees above normal this time of year. Woo. Interesting.
Yeah, if you thought yesterday was warm, today's going to be even warmer.
I'm not complaining.
Well, hey, and you know what? Spring officially starts, I believe it's next Thursday.
Oh, yeah, we're getting close.
It's right around the corner.
All right, Ronell, we appreciate it. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
There he goes, the live update with KSN Storm Track 3 forecast, and meteorologist Ronell Williams with us this morning as we just now awaiting the sunrise here in Wichita on this Monday, March 10th. It is 7:15 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Glad you're with us here on this Monday morning. Ah, the van makes its way slowly through the city streets in Yokohama, Japan, braking gently when a car swerves into its lane. But the steering wheel is not being turned by a human. It's just turning on its own. And there's no one in the driver's seat. There's no one in that car. It's driverless technology from Nissan. It uses 14 cameras, 9 radars, 6 LiDAR sensors installed in and around the vehicle. And it highlights Japan's eagerness to catch up with players like Google that have taken the lead in the United States. Japan, home to the world's top automakers, has not kept pace with the global shift to autonomous driving. That effort has so far been led by China and the United States. But in Japan, momentum apparently is building. Google's Waymo is going to land in Japan this year. No details yet, but it's a partnership with a major cab company to oversee and manage an all-electric sport utility vehicle, a Jaguar, the first in the Tokyo area. That's still going to have a human cab driver riding along for now. Nissan's demonstration, the streets were bustling with other cars and pedestrians. The vehicle stayed within the maximum speed limit, about 25 miles per hour, destination set with a smartphone app. So they're trying it out in the crowded streets in Japan. Driverless vehicles. Nissan is trying to work up what it's trying to do best and most. 7:16 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. A man was arrested early yesterday. He was climbing the Big Ben clock tower at the Palace of Westminster in London.
Yeah, don't do that.
He was holding a Palestinian flag, and he was barefoot.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't feel like that's a smooth effort.
Yeah.
Oh, man. He appeared to be staging a protest on a ledge several yards up Elizabeth Tower, which houses Big Ben. He stepped off the building after midnight onto a cherry picker after he had a long chat with negotiators, and then he got into an ambulance. Traffic around the Palace of Westminster came to a standstill for much of Saturday.
Yeah.
Emergency crews were trying to reach the dude. Negotiators lifted up on a fire brigade ladder, tried several times before they eventually got it finished. Westminster Bridge and a nearby street were shut down for much of the day. Police were also blocking off all pedestrian access to Parliament Square. There you go. The guy with the Palestinian flag climbing up the Big Ben clock tower barefoot has been apprehended.
Yeah, don't climb that clock tower. What do they call that great big Ferris wheel they got? Is the Eye?
The London Eye.
Yeah, climb the London Eye if you want to get attention. Don't climb the clock tower. Climb the London Eye.
We're coming up on 7:18 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's take a look at what's going on in sports. We will start with college men's basketball yesterday. Wichita State at Koch Arena, last home game of the season. And Senior Day, of course, regular season finale. The Shockers with 8 seniors on the roster. And the Shockers playing conference rival Tulsa. But it was not the storybook ending the Shockers wanted for their seniors. because the Sharks did not really play all that well yesterday, especially on the defensive end. Too much Tulsa, too many easy baskets for the Golden Hurricane, especially in the second half. Tulsa won the game 73-63 as Tulsa won both meetings in the regular season. First time Tulsa has swept the Shockers in 29 years. After the game, some comments from Shocker play-by-play voice Mike Kennedy.
Wichita State playing its final home game and final regular season game with a disappointing loss to longtime rival Tulsa today, 73-63. The game was tied 27-all at the half. Wichita State scored the first bucket of the second half to go up two, and it just seemed from that point on it was all Tulsa. They scored eight straight points to take the lead by six, and the Shockers just couldn't make stops for most of the second half.
So the Shocks finished the regular season with a record of 18-13, and now heading down to Fort Worth later on this week for the American Conference Tournament. The Wichita State women playing in their conference tournament in the American down in Fort Worth last night. Shockers taking on Tulane, and the Green Wave won that game. Beat the Shock 69-63. The Shocker women finished the season with a record of 10-22. X Stadium action yesterday for Shocker baseball. Wichita State going for a three-game sweep over Missouri State. Not easy yesterday. Shocks had a lead in the ninth inning, and then Missouri State tied it with a home run in the top of the ninth. Then with two outs in the bottom of the ninth, Shockers had took advantage of two errors by the Bears and a walk, and then a single to end it. Shockers beat the Bears 9-8 with a three-game sweep in a game that took more than 4 hours to play. The Shockers improved to 6-9 on the season. Some other baseball, college baseball. K-State wins at home yesterday in Manhattan, beat William & Mary 20-6 in seven innings. A three-game sweep for K-State. Wildcats have won five in a row, now 9-5 on the season. And the amazing start to the season continues for KU. Jayhawks beat Milwaukee 10-9 in 10 innings in Lawrence, another game that took more than 4 hours to play. KU was behind 6-0 in the second inning and came all the way back to win that in the bottom of the 10th. Once again, a rally with two outs. A single, a balk, and another single to win it. KU baseball 14-1 on the season now. Best start in KU baseball history. College bowling. The team sectional finals. Team sectionals were held in Fort Worth yesterday. You got to finish in the top four to advance to the national tournament. And Newman did just that. The Newman men and the Newman women both finished in the top four. Newman women finished in second place at that sectional. So Newman will be going to the national tournament in Vegas next month to compete for a national championship, as will the Wichita State men, who finished runner-up at the sectional. So Newman men and women and the Shocker men all advance to Vegas next month to compete for a college bowling national championship. Of course, the Shocker men are 13-time national champions over the years. Hockey yesterday, the Wichita Thunder winning on the road in Indianapolis. They beat the Indy Fuel 5-4 in a high-scoring game, snapping a six-game winless streak for the Thunder. Wichita right now in fourth place in the division. Pro golf yesterday on the PGA Tour at the Arnold Palmer Invitational in Orlando. The winner, 35-year-old Russell Henley from Georgia. He competed in the Wichita Open 13 years ago. Well, yesterday he won $4 million, winning the Arnold Palmer Invitational, his fifth career win on the tour. And you might say, Russell Henley? Well, yeah, Russell Henley. He is now ranked seventh in the world in men's golf. Like we said, competed 13 years ago right here in the Wichita Open. And in the NBA yesterday, another day, another win for the Cleveland Cavaliers. They are the top team in the NBA, and they won again yesterday on the road in Milwaukee. Beat the Bucks 112-100. Coming off the bench for the Cavaliers as the sixth man, former Kansas State Wildcat Dean Wade. Perfect 3-for-3 from three-point range for his 9 points. And coming off the bench for the Cavaliers, former Wichita State Shocker Craig Porter was on the floor for a few minutes. Cavaliers, a 14-game winning streak now. They have scored 110 points or more in all 14 of those wins. There's only one other team in NBA history
that's ever had a winning streak that long with that much scoring. That was the Boston Celtics nearly 40 years ago with Larry Bird and company. And they won the NBA championship that year. Man, the Cleveland Cavaliers roll right along with 14 wins in a row. How about that? All right, that is Sports with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. 7:23 with Steve and Ted on KNSS here on this Monday morning.
Real quickly, we've got a traffic accident in MacArthur and Hoover, an injury traffic accident, so avoid that area.
Very good. Of course, we got the traffic and weather for you all morning long, so Jad will keep you updated on the very, very latest as we go throughout the morning. And House Call for Health is coming up. Nutrition in the spotlight this month. Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 7:31. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Monday, March 10th. Currently in Wichita, we have a clear sky, 35 degrees here on this Monday morning. North Korea fires multiple missiles as the United States and South Korea begin huge annual military drills.
Several ballistic missiles landed in the sea after being launched from a southwestern province of North Korea. Just hours earlier, South Korea had begun its annual Freedom Shield Command Post exercise with the United States, an exercise North Korea views as the two allies rehearsing an invasion. The North's foreign ministry warned Freedom Shield risks triggering physical conflict between the two neighbors who are still officially at war. Leader Kim Jong-un's called for a radical growth in his country's nuclear force. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A Kansas Highway Patrol trooper pulled over a driver on Highway K-96 in the Wichita area going 109 miles per hour, 44 miles per hour over the speed limit. Troopers are still trying to push lawmakers to pass legislation to increase the penalties for speeding. Triple-digit speeders are still a problem in Kansas. During the last 4 years, Kansas deputies have issued more than 10,000 tickets for speeders going more than 100 miles per hour. First responders were on the scene of a truck crash in Sumner County. The truck crashed and fell over the barrier wall of the turnpike yesterday afternoon about 3 o'clock. Between 60th and 70th streets in Sumner County. There was only one man in the truck. The turnpike then got cut down to one lane in both directions as crews worked the accident scene, and Mulvane Fire Rescue was called in to help out Wellington Fire and EMS when that truck toppled over. One Kansas community is doing what it can to combat the high cost of eggs. A city ordinance in Emporia requiring a $50 annual fee to keep chickens in their backyard. Emporia City Manager Trey Cocking says they are now waiving the fee so residents may raise their own chickens.
With the price of eggs, you know, $6 a dozen, thought, hey, how can we help out? What can we do to help? So we decided to go ahead and waive the fee for this year. We'll look at the fee for next year.
And he says a permit is still required, allowing each house to have up to 4 chickens, but no roosters. A woman who allegedly dragged a Sedgwick County Sheriff's deputy following a traffic stop has now been taken into custody. 22-year-old woman was arrested on suspicion of aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer. She was pulled over near Lincoln and Rock at 3 in the morning back on March 2nd. She then tried to drive off and dragged the deputy a bit during her escape. Her car was later found abandoned on East Indianapolis, not far from Rock and Kellogg, and now she has been arrested. Spring coming early for millions of Americans.
A quiet start to the work week with a widespread warm-up for many cities that have been into a deep freeze for months. Parts of the upper Midwest and northern plains will break records with temperatures 20 to 40 degrees above average. Lingering showers and some thunderstorms are popping up across the southeast in Florida today. And persistent dry, breezy conditions across the plains will bring the fire danger up for much of the work week. Fox Weather has all your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
A congressperson from California is standing apart from the governor on the issue of transgender athletes playing in women's sports.
California Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna criticized his state's governor, Gavin Newsom, for calling unfair trans athletes in women's sports on a podcast. Khanna on Fox News Sunday cited a 2013 law on California's books that he says Newsom backed.
And that law says that trans kids do get to participate in sports, K through 12.
Khanna says a commission in place sets standards for fairness. So he wonders what the governor is implying.
Is he saying we need to repeal that law? I believe that that law has worked in California.
Congressman Khanna says he does not think there should be a federal ban on transgender participation in sports. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Well, just like everything else, buying a chance to be rich is now more expensive.
Soon it's going to cost you more to buy a Mega Millions ticket. The price is going up in April from the current $2 to $5, but lotto officials say with that higher price tag, they're making improvements. They say you'll have better odds of winning larger starting jackpots and faster growing jackpots. They're also predicting they'll have more billion-dollar jackpots than ever before. Since Mega Millions launched in 2002, it's produced six winners of billion-dollar jackpots. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Well, on the eve of National Football League free agency, teams spent record-setting money. They're trying to keep their own players happy.
The Buffalo Bills and quarterback Josh Allen have agreed on a six-year, $330 million deal. According to ESPN, $250 million of that is guaranteed, the most ever given to an NFL player. Allen had 4 years left on his old deal. Meanwhile, Browns defensive end Myles Garrett is now the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history, agreeing on a four-year extension, averaging $40 million per year, including $123.5 million in guaranteed dollars. Garrett had demanded a trade earlier this offseason. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
7:37 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Let's check the weather forecast. Heading into the week, here is KSN meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Plenty of sunshine for your Monday. We shouldn't be doing any outdoor burning today, though. It's going to be breezy, it's going to be warm, and it's going to be dry, which will lead to elevated grass fire concerns. Southwest breeze at 10 to 20 miles an hour going to help send us to a warm high of 76. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
And currently in Wichita, we have a sunny sky, a breeze out of the southeast. It is 35 degrees. Here on this Monday morning, March 10th, at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:38 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Monday, the 10th of March.
It's March 10th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot.
It's me, Mario.
It's National Mario Day. For fans of Nintendo's favorite plumber, Mario was first introduced to the world in 1981 in the arcade classic Donkey Kong. Back then, he was a carpenter simply known as Jumpman. It wasn't until 1983 when a new game launched and Jumpman's name would change to Mario. The character of Mario has been voiced for decades by actor Charles Martinet, and the scrappy plumber has done everything, from play golf, drive a race car, to travel through space and time, all while saving Princess Peach. Also on this date, in 1876, the first telephone call was made as Alexander Graham Bell called his assistant Thomas Watson in a nearby room and spoke the words, "Mr. Watson, come here. I need to see you." If it's your birthday today, you share it with actor Chuck Norris, born in 1940. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
7:39 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Hey, are you excited about the big lunar eclipse later on this week? Get pumped. A total lunar eclipse will flush the moon red on Thursday night into Friday morning across the Western Hemisphere, the rockin'est hemisphere of all.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. The best views will be from the Americas, north and south. Lunar eclipses happen when the moon, Earth, and sun line up. The Earth casts a shadow that can partially or totally blot out the moon. During a partial lunar eclipse, Earth's shadow kind of takes a bite out of the moon. The full moon is covered during a total eclipse, blushes coppery red. That's what we got this week because of stray bits of sunlight filtering through the Earth's atmosphere. Lunar and solar eclipses happen anywhere from 4 to 7 times a year. A partial lunar eclipse did grace our skies last year in September. The last total lunar eclipse was 3 years ago. So it happens every so often. How to see it? The blood moon will be visible for about an hour, starting at pretty much 1:30 in the morning on Friday morning. Peak viewing about 2 in the morning on Friday morning. So you got to get up in the middle of the night if you want to see it. Venture outside and look up.
Usually no need for eclipse glasses or any special equipment. You just hope the sky is clear and you should be able to see it. And I assume it looks more dramatic if you're a little further away from city lights, I would think. The setting of the moon may make it harder to see the eclipse in some parts of the world, but not the Americas. There you go, the big total lunar eclipse. The red moon. That'll be about 2 in the morning on Friday morning across much of the Western Hemisphere. So get pumped. It is 7:41 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We do have a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal on the way, so we'll have business news coming up shortly. KNSS News Time, 7:41. With Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Coming up, we have a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. We'll take a look at how the Amazon facility in Park City operates and who is a big, big part of that each and every day. Pretty good story. It'll be coming up, local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. That'll be coming up shortly. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
Sedgwick County Election Office has the final results of the Wichita $450 million school bond issue. That bond failed by just more than 300 votes.
Two.
A desperate search underway in the Dominican Republic for a 20-year-old college student from Virginia who went missing on spring break.
One.
One man dead, another hospitalized. A two-car crash just west of the baseball stadium in downtown Wichita on Saturday evening. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We got a traffic accident with injuries at MacArthur and Hoover. You'll want to watch out there. We also have the report of a traffic accident on Zoo Boulevard, and it's basically right at I-235 on Zoo Boulevard. So watch for a slowdown in that area as well. Traffic update, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And as we take a look at our forecast here on a Monday morning heading into the work week, sunny today, breezy and warm, a high of 76 degrees, about 20 degrees above normal. Clear sky tonight, an overnight low down to 43 degrees, and then looking ahead for tomorrow, pretty much the same deal on Tuesday. Another sunny day, high 74. Currently in Wichita, we do have a sunny sky, breeze out of the southeast. It is 35 degrees. We are on our way to a high of 76 today here at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:47 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Monday morning. We told you about the potential lunar eclipse coming, not potential, it's going to happen, the lunar eclipse, total lunar eclipse later on this week. 7:48 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. This is also Gridiron Week, the annual Gridiron Comedy Show in Wichita. This is my 29th Gridiron, so I've been at this quite a while. Every spring, it is put on by the local journalists and raises money for journalism scholarships. And it's a comedy show that features us making fun of everything that has happened in the last year.
Well, you got plenty of material to work with,
so we've had a lot happen. Got to cull through all that potential material and get to what most people want to think is funny for the year. And I think we got some funny stuff where I'm laughing all the way through rehearsal every night.
Yeah, I'm guessing you found plenty of stuff to make fun of, so.
So, if you would like to go to the annual Gridiron Show, I know I see a lot of listeners there every year, but if you haven't been or if you haven't been in a while and would like to get into it this year, it's going to be at Roxy's Downtown, right there at Douglas and Topeka. And it's Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night this week. And we've even added an afternoon performance, a matinee on Saturday afternoon this year to try that out. So if you want to go, you got four chances coming up this week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, to go see the annual Wichita Gridiron Comedy Show, and this is my 29th year doing the show. I write some skits, and I perform and sing and dance and or try to in several skits as well. So, and we got some special mystery guests that'll be showing up, so it's all fun. Looking forward to it. It is 7:49 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Canada as next prime minister, already helping run two Group of Seven economies in crisis. Now he's going to try to steer Canada through a looming trade war with the United States, perhaps. A threat of annexation as well and an expected federal election. Former central banker Mark Carney is going to become Canadian prime minister after the governing Liberal Party elected him as its leader yesterday. A landslide vote, 86% support. Here in the U.S., nothing gets 86% support, I don't think. Carney is 59 years old. He replaces Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who announced his resignation back in January. But Trudeau does remain prime minister until his successor is sworn in the coming days. Shouldn't be too long. Carney widely expected to trigger an election in the coming days or weeks amid President Trump's tariff threats. So we'll see what happens. That new prime minister coming for Canada, a guy with a lot of banking experience, 59-year-old Mark Carney is going to be your new prime minister in Canada. 7:50 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Now let's take a look at local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Always great information. Let's take a look at someone named Sheridan Cooper. She conducts a deep dive production meeting with employees and suppliers in the hallways of Amazon's fulfillment center in Park City every morning. Cooper has been the site leader there for almost a year. She walks through the doors at 8 in the morning to enter the facility that's the size of 20 football fields. She stops at facility stop signs, scans left and right for any of those PITs, those powerful industrial trucks. And then, if the coast is clear, she makes her way to the office back in the corner of the facility. A major part of that morning meeting is discussing how the facility's 850 employees will ship more than 30,000 orders every day. Her team completed more than 11.5 million orders last year. 375,000 products processed a week. Man, she came to Park City as a senior operations manager a few years ago after the e-commerce juggernaut opened that more than 1 million square foot facility, 7100 block of North Broadway. She said the new site had a little bit of a rocky start. I think they're probably hitting their stride now. From entering its doors and then she leaves 8 hours later, she says her team is focused on one thing. Speed. Get those orders out there. So that's what's going on at the Amazon facility up in Park City. And it's a good feature there by the Wichita Business Journal. A real estate advisory firm in New York is getting ready to auction off nearly 800 retail stores and 5 distribution center leases for the new owners of Joann, that bankrupt fabric and craft retailer based in Ohio. And among all that does include 8 locations in Kansas and the 2 in Wichita, 3600 block of North Rock Road and the 6900 block of West Kellogg Drive, which have closed. Joann's fate was sealed more than a week ago when West Coast asset disposition firm Great American Group, as well as an agent acting on behalf of the retailer's lenders, won an auction bid for the company's assets in bankruptcy court in Delaware. So there you go. That's what's going on. All of Joann Inc.'s more than 800 fabric and craft stores nationwide will be liquidated and closed this spring. So that's what's going on there, the latest for Joann. And that is a local business news update from the Wichita Business Journal. We will have more Wichita Business Journal news coming up 1 hour from now. A couple of news stories to come your way from business news from the Journal. 7:53 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Of course, a week from this morning is going to be St. Patrick's Day and the 50th edition of the Blarney Breakfast will be taking place exactly 1 week from right now on the east side of town at Old Chicago. And you can dine in or you can do the curbside carryout. So you have two options. Yesterday was the deadline for tickets to be purchased. So hopefully you got in there. We gave you a nice warning last week. Got to have those tickets bought by Sunday. So hopefully you got in before yesterday and got all your tickets purchased to attend the Blarney Breakfast 1 week from today. Of course, it's a huge benefit for Rainbows United, and we're always glad to be a part of that and to support their causes. And I believe for the first time ever, we usually have Steve McIntosh live on site. I think for the first time ever, I am going to be on site this year.
Oh, wow.
And Steve will be here in studio.
So we're switching roles after so many years. So we'll see how that goes. I'm pretty much sure it's going to be me live at the Blarney Breakfast and Steve live here in studio a week from today.
What do you think the chances are the following year's Blarney Breakfast I'll get to go to it?
Well, sure, let's get you in the I'm all for it. Let's get you in the rotation.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I'm all for spreading the wealth. That's fine with me. It is 7:55 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have a big 8 o'clock hour on the way, so we'll be glad to get to all that. And that does include a deadly accident west of the baseball stadium in Wichita over the weekend. We'll have details on that. Of course, the 8 o'clock hour also includes entertainment news in the blur.
That's right. We have a new number one at the box office. We'll tell you all about the weekend box office coming up on the blur.
There we go. Looking forward to it. Big 8 o'clock hour on the way. KNSS News Time, 7:55.